Well, let's visit two marginal Sydney seats that could well decide the next election. What do people there now make of the government and its policies? Our reporter Gavin Coote finds out.
It's a busy afternoon in Padstow, a bustling suburb in southwestern Sydney. Lines of people are filling the bakery and others are rushing in and out of the chemist. Padstow's in what is traditionally safe Labor territory. The party held the federal seat of Banks for more than 60 years, but it now belongs to the Liberals with backbencher David Coleman in a seat, albeit by a less than 3% margin. A long-time Labor supporter Colin Furner says he isn't likely to lend his vote to the Liberals anytime soon.
Not really. I think what's happening at the moment with the Liberal government, I think there's a lot of people that'll be thinking, looking elsewhere at the moment. Then if you've told me what's happened today, so I think, well, maybe Labor or the Greens.
Georgette McHale is doing her shopping and medical errands here in Padstow. She isn't rusted onto any party in particular and names energy and congestion the two major issues.
Because it's a dense population already, and as you see, the roads are stuck with cars and it's very inconveniencing, and energy also is a very big issue. We had a very severe winter and we are elderly people. I really, you know, I'm a supporter of clean energy. So we have to look after the future of our, generations.
The suburb of Penrith sits much further west and is one of the major centres in Sydney's mortgage belt. Much like Padstow, it sits within a marginal seat. But Labor's Emma Hazare holds it by a wafer-thin margin of 1.1%. Local public servant Sharon's always voted Labor.
I would not vote Liberal under any circumstances. It's the way I was brought up.
So you have seen sort of a noticeable increase then in your bills?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And what do you think is the solution to it?
Well, bring back the carbon tax. Or what's wrong with the coal heating? You know, like, have another look at the coal.
So you don't think we should do away with coal-fired power at all?
No. You know, it doesn't have to be the only thing we use, but, you know, surely it can be something that we use as a backup or to keep prices down.
Barb Hill is just leaving work in Penrith this afternoon. He hasn't really been keeping an eye on what's happening in Canberra, nor is he all that interested.
I think Australia is not contributing too much in innovation. I think what is doing the USA and European countries, Australia is not doing that much. It's not contributing that much in the field of innovation.
Gavin Coote there on the streets of Sydney.